There are a number of different types of cells in the brain, such as neurons, astrocytes, oligodendrocytes, and microglial cells. There also are a number of different genes that can contribute to Alzheimer's disease. Those that cause inherited forms of the disease, such as the APP, presenilin-1, and presenilin-2 genes, as well as gene variants like APOE4 and TREM2 that are related to the more common late-onset sporadic cases of disease. Eventually, all Alzheimer's patients develop dementia and their brain cells die. But which types of cells die or are damaged may be different depending on which gene is contributing to that damage, according to Washington University researcher Carlos Cruchaga. His laboratory has developed
a computer method that is able to determine the proportion of each cell type in the tissue that we are studying.
He says knowing which types of cells are present in the brain tissue and what the ratios are between the various cell types can help researchers learn how various genes cause the damage that leads to dementia.
We include all of those cell types. And when we do analysis, it's important that we are able to distinguish how many neurons, how many oligodendrocytes, or other brain cell types are in the section that we are studying.
Eventually, Cruchaga says the brains of Alzheimer's disease patients end up looking pretty much the same. But how they get there may be different. And his colleague, Oscar Harari, says when they studied brain samples from several different Alzheimer's disease tissue banks, they found that which cells made up those samples changed quite a bit depending on which genes were involved.
Our carrier for certain specific mutations are going to have a completely different profiles in the expression.
Harari says they found differences in damage according to whether they were studying brain samples from patients with early onset inherited disease or with late onset sporadic disease.
We also compared those to late onset AD and found completely different patterns.
And Cruchaga says those different patterns suggest that the Alzheimer's damage may have developed in different ways.
All the brains we study, they have Alzheimer's disease. They have the disease through different mechanisms.
And he says they found that even when the samples came from patients with similar damage from Alzheimer's disease,
individuals with a specific genetic variants, they have what we can call cell composition signature for that specific variant.
The new study is published in the journal Genome Medicine. I'm Jim Dryden.